10 o'clock, and it's 10:50.
Latin America time.
Oh, relax.
It's okay.
Oh, hang on. I'm happy.
Again?
Stacy, hurry up.
I'm
kind of like this tree.
I really like this tree.
Let's go.
The other's place. All right.
And two leaders left EMU at a ridiculous hour of the morning. Destination, Guatemala. We spent 7 weeks living in Guatemala City with host families. During these 7 weeks, we took language classes with a program called CASAS, which stands for Central America Study and Service.
We also went on a number of weekend trips to some of the most beautiful parts of Guatemala. We visited the markets of Chichicastenango.
We hiked the active volcano Pacaya, which had actually erupted the night before. And we rode a boat across the breathtaking Lago Atitlan.
We spent a weekend at Bezalel, a Mennonite school in Alta Verapaz, and we climbed the Mayan ruins in Tikal.
Then we split up for a week of free travel, traveling to Honduras, Livingston, Costa Rica, and other parts of Guatemala.
After that, we flew to Mexico, where we lived in Puebla and Cholula with new host families while attending history and conversation classes at ULA, the University of the Americas, Puebla.
We explored the famous ruins of Teotihuacan. We toured the National Palace, where we saw a mural with profe in it.
There you go.
We experienced the Ballet Folklorico in Mexico City, where the brightly colored dancers were dazzling.
We hiked through cacti in the biosphere Tehuacan. We spent a week in Mexico City, living with Mennonite families, serving and being served.
We visited a real bull ranch and tested our luck in the ring.
And our last week in Mexico, we relaxed at Valsequillo, where we swam, sang around the fire, and got in some last-minute tanning.
So now that you know the details of the trip, sit back and enjoy the fun.
You might be in Latin America if you can see over everyone's heads.
Cat calls are normal.
You always feel underdressed.
It's normal to eat cactus, ants, grasshoppers, and animal organs.
You can roast marshmallows on a volcano.
Guys, how cool is this?
There's
actually
not even any flames.
Wait, wait,
we can't catch
them
on fire.
Here.
Oh, okay, okay.
Where's everybody else?
I don't know.
You wake up to firecrackers every morning.
You can't carry a bag into a store.
Being called fat is a compliment.
People pee wherever they want.
A smile means more than sharing God's love.
People make out everywhere, including 3 inches from your face.
People dress for winter in 60-degree weather.
Your family has a pet toucan.
You get really excited about packed lunches and peanut butter and jelly.
You carry stuff in hard-to-reach places.
Oh, Sonny, do you have my passport?
Yeah, hang on.
strangers ask you to a disco.
There are VW bugs everywhere.
You finish breakfast at noon, lunch at 3, and dinner at 10:30 at night.
People grow marijuana in the sidewalk.
Your digestive system is not what it used to be.
And diarrhea.
We're out of sample cups.
When you tell people you're Mennonite, they ask you what kind of cheese you make.
You can buy underwear on the street.
It takes you a half hour to figure out how to do the at symbol on the computer.
You're on a public bus, and a machete gets stuck in the knee hole of your pants.
The U.S. is knee-deep in snow, and you're getting a tan.
Sometimes when you're speaking another language, you make mistakes.
Sometimes it's really embarrassing. Here are some of those times.
Welcome to Gringos Say the Darndest Things.
What Katie meant to say, Puedo cantar como hombre porque mi voz está baja.
Translation, I can sing like a man because my voice is low.
What Katie actually said, Puedo cantar como hombre porque mi voz está abajo.
Translation, I can sing like a man because my voice is downstairs.
What Nicole meant to say, Necesitamos una bolsa en el baño para papel de baño.
Translation, we need a bag in the bathroom for toilet paper.
What Nicole actually said, Necesitamos una bolsa en el baño para traje de baño.
Translation, we need a bag in the bathroom for a swimsuit.
What Stacy meant to say, Cuando tengo un problema, toco el piano y mastico todo.
Translation, when I have a problem, I play the piano and chew on things.
What Stacy actually said, Cuando tengo un problema, toco el piano y mastico todos.
Translation, when I have a problem, I play the piano and chew on everyone.
We'll be back later with more Gringo Say the Darndest Things.
One of our favorite things to do in Mexico and Guatemala was to shop in the markets.
You can find a vast array of beautiful things to buy, including purses, typical clothing, blankets, hammocks, jewelry, and knives.
And with the market comes bargaining.
Here's a play about the ups and downs of bargaining.
So you'll know what to do.
And what to avoid doing.
Success number one. Feigning disinterest. Don't seem too attracted to the item in question.
Mistake number one. Wearing the item and gushing over it to your friends.
It's so pretty. Hold this. Look at this shirt.
It looks really cute.
You want to try it on?
Yes.
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They're not stupid. They know you're going to buy it.
Success number two. Strong body posture. Let them know that you are in control.
Mistake number two, starting too high. They're only going to lower the price if you let them.
¿Cuánto cuesta? How much does it cost?
$158.
Go 70.
130?
Success number three, starting low. Aim for about 40% of the original price.
How much does it cost?
$150.
I'll give you 60.
Mistake number three, looking at the cute kid. Never look at the cute kid.
Success number four, maintaining eye contact. Show them that you mean business. You are not just another stupid American tourist.
Okay, fine, 130.
65.
Success number five, fake walking away. Gets them every time.
Too high.
Fine, 110.
80. 75.
Mistake number four, deciding too fast. The longer you wait, the more the vendors drop the price.
Do you want to buy it?
130? Yeah, sure.
Mistake number five, taking a picture of the cute kid. Nothing is free in the market.
You paying for a picture?
Mistake number 6, wanting the cute kid to like you. Not all cute kids are going to like you, so don't worry about this one.
She's so cute. But.
Sure.
50. Oh, well.
Success number 6, ignoring the cute kid. Just avoid the deadly gaze of the puppy eyes and walk away.
68.
Well, you know what they say. You win some.
70. Fine, 70.
And you lose some. I felt like a stranger this past weekend when I went to see this huge 3D map of Guatemala. To get in, you had to buy a ticket, and apparently the tickets were cheaper if you were a Guatemalan citizen. Needless to say, despite my host dad's efforts to communicate to the man selling the tickets that I was a Guatemalan citizen, the man did not believe him. This was a weird kind of backwardly racist experience. Never before in my life have I had to pay more for something because I'm white. And I know it probably wasn't supposed to make me feel weirdly inferior, but it did. I was actively discriminated against because of how I looked, and it wasn't the best experience. I can't imagine feeling this way every day, everywhere I go. It's terrible. No one should ever have to endure feelings of inferiority. The feelings I experienced were, of course, very minor. But on a larger scale, I can't imagine the negative psychological effects repeated experiences like that could have. Most of the time, I feel like a stranger because people look at me strangely because I look different than them, and while I'll probably never completely be used to it, I can handle it. But if those stares were stares of pity or hatred or annoyance, I'd probably feel like crying every day. If I was looked at and treated as an inferior, I don't know how I would get through the day. The whole thought of it is overwhelming, and I don't know how people endure it. It's amazing the amount of power people can have over each other when it comes to emotional manipulation and self-esteem.
So a lot of cross-cultural groups come back and sing in chapel, but we're not going to do that, and here's a skit to demonstrate why.
Come on, I was singing in church tonight. Oh, yeah. I know. Okay, choir formation. Yeah, okay, we're singing
Italian
Almost.
Again?
I know! It's the only song we know in Spanish, okay? All right, so let's clap, put a smile on your face, okay? Let's focus on the tempo, okay? We kind of rush sometimes, so tempo. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the note we're starting on. Paso menos, yeah. Okay, ready? Camina. Nice try. Let's, you know what? I'm going to clap real big. Follow me, okay? Follow my own. And not right now. Later, while we're singing. Okay. Can we try adding some harmonies, maybe? Like, some high stuff and some low stuff? You know, just spice it up a little. Okay. Okay, let's try again. Starting note. Right, okay. Tommy. All right, when I said harmonies, I didn't really mean 12 different keys at the same time. But I like your creativity. We're doing good. Okay. Maybe if we sway, they won't listen to us as much. Sarah, can you lead us in swaying, honey? Okay, you're a good swayer. And maybe just a little louder, or make sure they can hear us from the audience. And there's a lot of old people out there, so, okay? All right, let's try it again. Ready? Remember, follow my clapping. Remember, follow the clapping, okay? Okay. Right, Kami. Hannah, come here. Are you singing in English? Okay, whatever. It's good enough, okay? Just do that on stage.
2 hours later, after the performance.
Hola, muy bien.
Qué bonito.
Oh. Really?
You sing like angels.
So the next time a cross cultural comes back and says, "Everyone was so impressed with our singing, remember, they liked our singing too."
We now return to Gringo Say the Darndest Things.
What Carla meant to say? Con cuidado, el rojo está mojado.
Translation, be careful, the red is wet. She was talking to some kids in reference to wet paint.
What Carla actually said? Con cuidado, el rojo está morado.
Translation, be careful, the red is purple.
What Sonny meant to say? En los Estados Unidos, la comida tiene más preservantes que en Guatemala.
Translation, in the United States, the food has more preservatives than in Guatemala.
What Sonny actually said? En los Estados Unidos, la comida tiene más preservativos que en Guatemala.
Translation, in the United States, the food has more birth control than in Guatemala.
What Austin meant to say? Quiero ser un kangaroo.
Translation, I want to be a kangaroo.
What Austin actually said? Quiero hacer un kangaroo.
I want to do a kangaroo.
We had a really fantastic time in Latin America, but of course you go through ups and downs, highs and lows, good days, bad days, and in-between days. This next play is called Every Little Thing, and it was written by Brent Anders. It speaks of a whole bunch of things we experienced in Guatemala and Mexico, the negative as well as the positive.
I had a great day in Guatemala.
I had an okay day in Guatemala.
I had a sucky day in Guatemala.
The city is really busy, really crowded, and everyone's always going somewhere. They're all in a hurry.
The city is dirty. There's trash everywhere, and it smells like sewage.
We talked today and we made tortillas and guacamole. I ate 7.
We reviewed some grammar. I might be getting better, but that might be a lie.
We had oral exams today. Enough said.
I had eggs and beans for breakfast.
I had eggs and beans for breakfast.
I had eggs and beans for breakfast again!
We stayed in this beautiful resort place called Gringo Perdido. Lost white guy.
I shared a bed in Chichi Castanango, and Jerica stole all the covers.
We stayed in a really sketch hotel in Santiago Atitlan. I dropped a whole roll of toilet paper in the toilet.
My family sat around after dinner and asked me about my day and my life in the U.S. I tried to answer them in Spanish and failed a little bit.
I felt like a guest instead of part of the family. I sat in my room and did homework for 3 hours.
I got Serena's ice cream twice today, and it was free scoop day.
I bought a bottle of Coke for less than a dollar. And 12 strange men whistled at me.
I got a bacterial infection. My second. Complete with vomiting and diarrhea, that's no fun.
I rode 3 buses and classes this morning all by myself.
I saw a semi-cute Latino boy on the bus with too much gel in his hair.
I jumped off a moving bus and ran into a street sign.
I showed pictures of my family in the U.S. I think my host brother friended my real sister on Facebook. I do not approve.
I accidentally ate my host presents.
I took some awesome pictures.
I climbed the ruins and almost passed out. I'm afraid of heights.
I ordered a poncho down from 225 quetzales to 100.
I got like 20 quetzales off a purse. It's for my mom.
I ended up paying more than the original price because I'm an idiot and I'm easily intimidated by middle-aged Spanish women.
It was awesome.
Some of the tourists rode up the volcano on horses. Cheaters.
I tripped, and the lava made me bleed.
We went skating in the lake last night.
I had warm water for a minute and a half today. That was so cool.
The shower broke and I flooded the house.
I assigned everyone in the group a country song, also a pie, and a world dictator.
We played fishbowl, and I had to act out testicular cancer.
I had an okay day in Mexico.
I had a sucky day in Mexico.
My family is so sweet. They feed us fantastic food and take us to the pool and really make us feel at home.
I haven't seen my family in a couple of days. Not quite sure what to make of that.
I accidentally locked my 20-year-old brother in the house all day. He missed school.
We learned about ancient artwork and Mexican traditions and food in our history class.
In class, I drew a picture of a dragon and a fairy.
I had a 15-minute presentation in Spanish. I may never recover.
We went to a bullfight, and it was exhilarating.
The matadors weren't that cool. I ate cotton candy.
The bulls bled, got stabbed, and died. Not cool. Plus, I sat behind a hardcore smoker.
We spent a week with a church in Mexico City, and the foot washing service was amazing. I had 3 different people offer to wash my feet.
It was really cool to watch. Way different than the U.S.
Feet? Ew.
We did some service at a school in a Mennonite church. Lots of paint. I'm really good at painting.
They were really appreciative.
Cody painted my whole left arm white.
We got to see ballet folklorico.
We toured a really interesting museum.
We toured another cathedral.
I'm getting way tanned.
I think my right arm is tanner than my left arm.
I'm burnt. It hurts.
We explored a biosphere and salt mines.
I hugged a healing tree.
I stepped on a cactus.
Guatemala.
Mexico.
Was full of a lot of experiences.
Good ones.
Bad ones. Okay ones.
Sometimes it was fun.
Sometimes it was hard.
Sometimes it was even boring, not gonna lie.
But every little thing that happened.
All the good.
The bad.
And the ugly.
Made my experience unique.
Challenging.
Once in a lifetime.
I've learned from it all.
I've learned a lot.
And now I carry it with me. So thank you, Guatemala.
Thank you, Mexico.
Thanks.
You weren't always nice to me.
But it was a great run.
And for that, I just want to say, gracias. Gracias.
March 28, 2010. I went to Mass this evening with my Mexican host mom, my 16-year-old host brother, and my host cousin. We went to a cathedral in the plaza, and the service was short and simple. People were selling things made from palms and wheat outside the church for Palm Sunday, and my host mom bought me one for my room. The priest was preaching when we entered, his Spanish nice and slow, but the way it was amplified, I couldn't really understand. We kneeled down and sat up a few times. There were 2 songs, a few liturgies, and Padre Nuestro, the Lord's Prayer. There were also offering and communion, the latter of which I didn't even notice. It went so fast, and you had to walk to the front, which we couldn't see from our seats. I was surprised when the service was over. It seemed so short. My host brother didn't want to come, which my mom says is because his father doesn't. That's hard for her, because her faith is very important to her, and she wants her family to feel the same. After Mass, she and I went and got esquites, recommended to me by Sarah Durstein. They are a cup filled with field corn, mayonnaise, lime, cheese, and chili. I wasn't so sure about mayonnaise with corn, but it was actually really good. So my weekend rocked. I really don't want to go away from my host family for Holy Week. Still, I reflected on this at Mass. I want to focus on God next week, not myself.
We now return to Gringos Say the Darndest Things.
What Sarah meant to say. ¿Dónde están las tortillas de harina?
Translation, where are the flour tortillas?
What Sarah actually said. ¿Dónde están las tortillas de orina?
Translation, where are the urine tortillas?
What Jerica meant to say. Yo recuerdo cuando rompí mi pierna.
Translation. I remember when I broke my leg.
What Jerrica actually said. Yo recuerdo cuando rompí mi país.
Translation. I remember when I broke my country.
What Jackie meant to say. Tengo 20 años.
Translation. I am 20 years old.
What Jackie actually said. Tengo 20 años.
Translation. I have 20 anuses.
So next time you're speaking a foreign language,
maybe try thinking before you speak.
And now things we learned about Profe. Number one, he likes his hats. Number two, he has a certain way of introducing himself.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Don, not the duck. Nice to meet you. I'm Don, not the duck. Hi, nice to meet you.
Number three, he's a master at side notes and interruptions.
There's a long history of land issues in Guatemala.
Excuse me, I'm going to insert a footnote here. And in 1901, guys.
2 minutes later.
Eminent domain was very prominent here.
Thank you. Actually, what really happened was...
Number four, when he leads, he's either 3 feet behind you.
All right, guys, you're doing fine. Just go straight.
Which way?
Just go straight.
Wait, didn't he say right?
No.
I think they're straight. Straight.
Yeah.
Or 30 feet in front of you.
No, guys, wrong way. Come back. Come back, wrong way. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, let's go. Come on. Come on.
Dude, there's an escalator.
Number five, he interprets dreams.
Okay, wait. Okay, I had this dream last night, and the plane was flying upside down, landed upside down, and then the CIA was after me for my homework, because that was subversive.
Interesting. How do you feel about planes?
Journeys?
Yeah, it's some sort of subconscious thing that's trying to come out. Just, yeah, you're fine. You understand?
Number six. He is a hot Swiss wife. And lastly, number seven. He became like a second father to us, and this trip wouldn't have been the same without him.
Profe and Esther, if you could come up, we have something for you.
As we all know, our group is probably the most indecisive group ever conceived. Therefore, we couldn't pick one picture to give you guys, so we had to give you a whole album.
Yeah,
and we just really appreciate you guys this semester. Esther, you took really good care of us, and Profe, even though you're way ahead or way behind, you never let us astray. So,
thank you.
We're going to show a PowerPoint of pictures from our trip right now, and if you have to go to class, feel free to slip out. During the PowerPoint, we're going to be performing some live music, which, if you remember about our skit about singing, we hope you forgive us. Here are some clips of the songs we heard the most in Guatemala, Mexico. They may surprise you.
Guys, I have a joke. Okay, how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
I don't know.
You poke her face. I sang the song to Sarah when she was trying to fall asleep. Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.
We did some serious songs too.
Okay, Kaminomo's for real this time, guys.
Caminamos en la luz de Dios, 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 caminamos, caminamos, caminamos en la luz de Dios, caminamos, caminamos, caminamos en la luz de Dios.
Now, let's see how long Hannah can go without messing up the words.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last? Let your heart decide. I can open your eyes. Take you wonder by wonder over mountains and
One time on the beach in Guatemala, Anna suggested singing the song about Charlie. Turns out she was referring to this song.
Charlie's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na-na-na-na every day. Like my iPod stuck on replay, replay.
And here's a song that Brett made up during his first bacterial infection in the hospital in Guatemala. It's called Bacterial Infection. That's no fun.
It's a call and response. And if you can imagine me singing this in a Spanish hospital bed by myself. Okay, everybody ready? Bacterial infection.
Infection.
That's no fun.
That's no fun.
Bacterial infection.
Infection.
That's no fun.
That's no fun.
Bacterial infection.
Infection.
That's no fun.
That's no fun.
Bacterial infection.
That's no fun.
Here is Cody and Austin's favorite song that they heard on the beach in Honduras. Yes.
I hate this song.
We started a joke. We started the whole world crying. We started to realize that the joke was on us. Oh no.
We had a fantastic trip full of ups and downs, and the whole time we could feel God's presence with us. After we sing our final song, you are all dismissed. Thank you so much for coming.
Over my head.
Jesus, I hear music in the air. And when I think on Jesus,